attention to a girl, what would you say he's doing?
Well, we're coming of age.
What if he's going over to her house all the time and all that stuff? What's he doing?
Courting, yeah.
Anything else you'd call it?
Puppy love.
What would he be to her? What would she call him? She might say, he is my...
sweetheart.
And what would she be to him? He might say, she is my...
He might say his girlfriend. He might not say that.
What if a boy came home with lipstick on his collar and his little brother saw it? He might say, you've been...
picking huckleberries.
Oh!
Mooching, yeah.
With any other terms you can think of?
There's lots of terms, you know, but I really want to. And his younger brother noticed it.
Yeah, his little brother sees it and says, I know what you've been doing. You've been
barking, of course. Many explanations that I can't find getting more around.
What if he asked the girl to marry him and the girl turned him down? She said no. She doesn't want him. What would you say she did to him?
Well, now that's a broad question for any person. I haven't to express that. It is a broad question. And if you was an individual, they the only one know.
I mean, but, you know, like if you heard this couple was supposed to get married,
yes,
and they didn't get mm-hmm. married, because she had decided she didn't want to, what would you say had happened?
What happened?
What did she do to the what to him?
Well, that could work both ways. But if there's really the right feeling, it would hurt very bad. You call him guilty, do you? You call that the guilty lover or something. I'm talking serious about something. That means a lot, you know. That's what I do. Let me down or do something like that, you know. And it hurts. It hurts. Hurts. Hurts both parties, I suppose.
If she doesn't turn him down, if she. Doesn't. If he asks her to marry him and she does not turn him down, then you would say that they went on and got
married.
At the wedding, the man who stands up with the groom is the
man stand.
Stands up with the groom, and the church is the what?
I've never been to a church wedding. I can't answer that.
Well, do you know the girl that usually stands beside the bride?
Bridesmaid, I think.
After the wedding, sometimes it happens that boys in the neighborhood will get together around the couple's house and make noise. What do you call that?
I don't know. It's there could be lots of things. Tying shoes on the back of the car and tin cans. I prankish, I guess. I prankish, I suppose.
Have you ever heard the term chivalry? Chivalry. Used for doing that, making noise outside of